This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq today, coordinated attacks in a half dozen cities killed some 100 people. Three U.S. soldiers are among the dead. More than 300 people were wounded. Iraqi police stations and government buildings were the principal targets. Iraq's incoming prime minister vowed to crush the insurgency and bring order to the country after he takes power next week. But today's violence indicates once again that Iraqi security forces alone can't handle the job. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Iraqi National Guard Captain Ala Faisal got orders this morning to head to the Sheikh Fatih Mosque in the northern city of Mosul. A car bomb had just exploded nearby, leaving a crater about 8 feet across and 8 feet deep, burned cars, and bloodied bodies. The police station next to the mosque was under attack. I was told there were terrorists in the mosque, Captain Faisal said. When we got there, the fighting started. One terrorist was killed on a staircase, he said, but his weapon was gone when we arrived. American troops were well into the fight, too. Restricted from entering the mosque, the U.S. soldiers recaptured the police station and another nearby building and sent Captain Faisal's men into the mosque. That was just one of five major incidents in Mosul today. There were more around the country. In Bakuba, U.S. soldiers fought men in black masks in the streets and from the air. Four police stations in Baghdad came under attack. A police station in Ramadi was blown up, and Marines and insurgents fought in Fallujah. Brigadier General Carter Ham commands Task Force Olympia, in charge of much of northern Iraq. He said three car bombs and two attacks on police stations in Mosul happened within 15 minutes of each other. He believes this was well planned.
The nature of the attacks, the timing, the near simultaneity of the targets, not only in Mosul but in other parts of the country as well, certainly lead me to believe that there is a measure of coordination that, frankly, we have not seen up here in the north before.
Iraq's national security advisor, Muafiq al-Rubai, agreed. He said the attacks were obviously coordinated. But a senior U.S. military official played down the significance, saying this level of coordination could have been done with a few phone calls. In Baghdad this afternoon, Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi rejected the notion of coordination altogether.
I would like to assure you and to assure the Iraqi people, these are isolated incidents. We are going to face them, and we are going to defeat them, and we are going to crush them. And we are not going to allow the Iraqi people to be injured and to be undermined.
Officials spread blame for the violence around a mix of loyalists to Saddam Hussein and groups believed to be linked to al-Qaeda. These attacks on police installations, less than a week before Iraq formally regained sovereignty, have raised questions about police abilities to do their job. But police advisor David Brand says no one expects them to be ready by June 30th.
The training and the development and the skilling up of a police service for a future modern Iraq is going to take several years. And so nobody is under any misapprehension about what's required.
U.S. military officials say they do see an improvement in Iraqi security response, even compared to April in Mosul, when a large attack occurred there. General Ham, the U.S. commander in Mosul, says American troops are partially there for confidence.
The biggest thing that we do is provide the certainty to the Iraqi security forces that we will back them up if they get into a situation that is beyond their capability. That, in fact, happened today in one of the police stations. The police were attacked and were not able to fully respond to the attack.
Plans to bolster the police include putting rocket-propelled grenade launchers in neighborhood police stations. It's not the usual community policing, says one Western official in charge of retraining police, but he says it's what they need. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.